Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Nun Beis, Bechoros 52. Today's Daf Yomi, the Mishnah, on the end of the 8th chapter, Bechoros discusses the laws of Yovel, of which property goes back at the Jubilee year. And the reason why it's discussed here is because it relates to the portion, the double portion that a Bechor inherits. So it states in the Torah, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 13, Bishnasa Yovel Azos, in the Jubilee year, Tashuvu Isha Achuzaso, that each person is supposed to get back their ancestral land. And this teaches us that all the property, the real estate property that was sold from the beginning of the previous Jubilee year, returns during the Jubilee year to the property of their original owners. So this says our Mishnah, these are those properties that don't get returned in the Jubilee year. And what is the first thing that's listed? That land that was inherited, the double portion habachora, that double portion that the firstborn inherited does not go back in the Jubilee year. That's his to keep. Va'yoresh es ishto, and also if a husband inherits his wife, that also doesn't return to her family. Va'miyapem es eshes achiv, a person who performs levirate marriage on the wife of his brother and inherits the land of his brother in that manner, it also doesn't go back. Va'matana, and if a person was given a gift, this also doesn't go back. All this is the position of Rebbe Meir. However, the Chachamim argue, and the Chachamim say, ha'matana kemechar, that a gift is like a sale and it does return. Rebbe Lezer argues, and he says not only does the matana go back, but kulam, all of the properties that are listed here, like the bechor, the one who inherits the wife, all of these things, they do go back to the original owner. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha says also a yoreshes ishto yachzir ivnei mishpacha v'inaka mehenas adamim. Also, one who inherits his wife, that property also goes back to the family, but yet he has to deduct the value of it. So what does that mean? What is Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha's position talking about? So the Gemara asks this question: Maika Savar, what's Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha's position? Ika Savar, if he's of the opinion Yerushas Habal Dioraisa, if he's of the opinion that, biblically speaking, a husband inherits his wife. If that's the case, why does he have to return the property to her family? And if he's of the opinion that when a husband inherits his wife, that's just rabbinic, and for that reason, he does have to return the property to his wife's family. What's the reason that he should be deducting the money? He should return it without getting any money back. So the Gemara says, La'olam kasavar, really, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha is of the position Yerushas Habal Dioraisa, that the husband really is, biblically speaking, inheriting the wife's property. If that's the case, why does he need to return the property in the Jubilee year? V'acha b'mayaskinam, what this case is referring to is Gagon Shol Rishato Ishto Beis HaKfaros, where really what happened was his wife bequeathed to him a cemetery plot or a cemetery, and that's where all of her family is buried. And because of this reason, Mishum Pegam Mishpacha, it's really disrespectful to her family that they're not really the owners of their property, and so therefore their graves are in the hands of other people. Therefore, Amar Rabbanan Lishkol Demevel Hadar. Therefore, the rabbis say that the husband could take the value of this and return the property. Kidetanya, and we learned a similar brisa that supports this position, and it says the brisa, Mocher Kivro, V'derach Kivro, O Makom Mamado. Let's say a person sells his grave, or he sells the path to the grave, or he sells the place of the Mamad, which is where they used to stop as part of the funeral procession, Ubeis Espado, the place where they do the eulogy. A person sells these graves, or this location to the graves, Ban B'nei Mishpacha, then the family can come, V'kovron Oso Bal Karcho, and the family could come to the buyer, to the person who bought it from him, and they could bury him there against his will, meaning to say they can do a forced sale of return, and they could say that this is our place, and the reason is Mishum Pegam Mishpacha, because it's so disrespectful to the family that they don't have the ability to bury a person in their ancestral graves. And so we see from here that that's what we're referring to, that even though he inherited his wife, nevertheless, during the Jubilee year, we want him to return that property so that the family is not disrespected. Umay yinakol amanat damim. So what does it mean that he returns a property, but he gets money for it, but he deducts the money? Udmei kever ishto. They have to give him the money back for the cemetery, but they don't pay him back for his wife's grave, because that he's obligated to pay for. And so therefore, he gets all the money back for the cemetery that he inherited from his wife, except for the amount of her grave. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch about the importance of burying in a family burial plot, it says it's prohibited to move a dead body and their bones, not for a more honorable grave and not because the grave is not really cared for properly, but the only reason you're allowed to do it is in order to bury it etzalavosav, in order to bury it in your father's cemetery plots. And so therefore that's the only reason why it would be permitted. However, the poskim discuss when the Shulchan Aruch talks about mishum avosav, kever avosav, that the graves of one's fathers, is this only the case when you are doing it specifically to your father's grave or to next to your father, or also if you're burying it and moving the body to other family burial plots. And so therefore that's one of the discussions amongst the poskim, and some want to say that there's a source for this. The Sri Eish writes that we see in our sugya something that says that it is b'nei mishpacha, that it's about the family. And so we see from here that the Knesset Yechezkel writes that it's not only about your father, but also about b'nei mishpacha, so also about the whole family. And so from here we see that it's permitted to be buried, not only to be moved, to be buried not only in your father's plot, but also in your relative's family plot. And that's how someone will rule on the basis of the words b'nei mishpacha, the family members from our sugya.